The New York City Housing Authority, the largest landlord in the city, is considering making changes in the way it treats people with criminal records. WNYC's Merrill Ivrak reports.
Currently, people with criminal convictions have to wait for 3 to 6 years after serving their sentences to become eligible to live in public housing. Now, the Housing Authority says it wants to conduct an individual review of every application instead of using blanket bans. Howard Husek is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank.
Looking at people as individuals strikes me as a prudent approach.
He says NYCHA, like other institutions, is looking at ways of making it easier for people to re-enter society after having been incarcerated.
For those who truly want to start over, I think there's an increased consciousness that there have been barriers.
But the changes are likely to have a limited impact. Last year, only around 200 people were rejected because of their criminal histories. And it's estimated a few hundred thousand people aren't officially on leases. They have little incentive to apply to become official tenants.
My impression is that NYCHA would like to do the right thing.
Fritz Umbach is an associate professor at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He says the NYCHA proposal will affect only a small fraction of people returning from prison.
This is a sideshow of a sideshow. This is not the problem of reentry in New York City or the United States more broadly. It's a tiny number.
He says individual reviews make sense, but it's necessary to be cautious. Shootings and murders have increased significantly across the city over the past few months. But while citywide crime decreased over the last decade, Umbach says it increased in public housing.
We jeopardize the safety of the poorest among us when we start changing the admission process into public housing.
The Housing Authority is accepting comments from the public to the proposed changes until mid-October. Marella Ivarak, WNYC News.